Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
She plays clarinet, the drums, even ukulele and guitar.
Toby and Josh's musical game, yeah.
K-Rock.
And bringing a guest into the studio, Chandra Llewellyn from the newsroom.
Hey.
I'll tell you what, I got in trouble from Mum yesterday.
Why?
Well, she said you and Herbie were bullying Chandra during that
game. Take my name out of it. It was 100% Joshua.
I'm glad someone's in my corner.
She goes, you two were so mean to that poor girl.
It was nice to have it off me for once, so I think that's why I got excited.
Why does the heat have to go on me? What have I done?
That's the way the world works, Chandra.
not in my world.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, got you in here, though, because obviously, as we know, I'm very talented when it comes to instruments. Can play them all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to play some songs on the saxophone.
Ooh, hello.
Today,
okay.
You just need to let me know the artist and the title.
Mm-hmm.
Theming this one off because Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things, she's come out today and said that she's going to go and study at Uni USA and do a human services course.
Oh, cool.
Good
Which
for
I
her.
Yeah. She's still very young, so, you know, keeping her options open.
Imagine going to college and then...
seeing Millie Bobby Brown.
And then she would just be swamped.
You think so? Or would she be, you go, I can't go near her?
Yeah, maybe.
One of those. Or she might have bodyguards.
Probably.
We don't know. So the theme is I've got all musicians who have been to university.
All right.
Okay, first one, I can let you know that before they became famous, they went to University of Michigan School of Music, and then from that they're like, hey.
That's a good school.
Okay.
Right, here we go.
I'm going to do this.
Going to be a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, is it Belinda Carlisle? No.
It's not.
Okay, Joe.
I know the song.
What's the song?
Like,
oh.
When you call my name. It's like a prayer.
Yes, by who?
Madonna.
Yeah!
I don't know why. Same thing.
It's Belinda, I see where you're going. Similar vibe.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Good job, Chandra.
Thanks. Oh, hey.
Well done. All right. Just... got to wet the lips for the sax.
Yeah, no
next song on the sax, this is a male who actually went to Harvard.
Ooh.
Yes.
Here we go. Josh. It's spinning. It's John Legend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What would I do without yours?
If you get to the chorus, we'll help.
All of me?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
So he studied English with a concentration in African American literature.
Cool.
He went to Harvard.
Wow. Yeah, he tried. Actually, he got lots of offers.
Wow.
Yeah, he must be a very smart man. Very smart man. Next person, this one, I'm hoping you can get it, but he went to Tisch School of Arts in New York.
All right, that sounds like a real thing.
Chandra.
Oh, no.
Childish Gambino. What's the song?
Any idea?
Oh, no, I've just gone blank.
It starts with R, doesn't it?
It does start with R.
Redbone.
Yeah. Redbone.
That's half a point each.
Well done. Yeah, he has a degree in dramatic writing, which obviously he then is an actor as well.
I can see that. He's very
comedian.
Talented.
Yeah.
He wrote on 30 Rock as well, which is good.
Great show.
Next one went to the same school.
Tisch.
Went to Tisch.
Here we go. Josh. Lady Gaga.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm. Bad Romance.
Yes, correct.
Oh, we'll say it's 2-all.
All right. We'll go to the last one.
We're going to be quick, though.
Last song on the sax. This person, let's just say it went to uni. Make it quick.
Banger. Oh, I actually don't know. Is it Ed Sheeran Perfect?
No. Any idea?
Can you just play a little bit of it?
Any ideas?
Would you?
I know the song, but I've gone blank.
Tonight, I could be your... What's good on Enrique?
Enrique.
Enrique Iglesias.
This is like my dad's favorite artist.
What?
Did you see? I swear he loves him. Loves
oh,
him.
Well, do you not love your dad? Because you should know it.
Jeez, that's an odd one to say. He's my favourite, you know. Herbie and Josh Strupp, Yo, I'm K-Rock 955. Thanks, Andre.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.
Josh, I was shook.
Hello.
I was shooketh to the core last night. I was down a TikTok rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And then I came across one which had some very familiar characters from Gilmore Girls. Did you watch it?
No, I'm pretty sure my elder sister did.
Yeah, she would have.
Yeah.
It is a great show, even to go back
Rory's
and
Rory's one of the characters, though.
Rory's the daughter.
Okay, there
and
you
Lorelai
go.
Is the mum.
Yeah.
And it was about Lorelai the mum.
Yeah.
Saying.
In her cafe?
Luke's cafe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You have seen it.
I've seen an episode.
Oh,
yeah.
I've seen an episode. The iron. Yeah, well, I was looking at this video, thinking this is going to be great. They're going to tell me something about it. And then I had to slap myself and go, what? So Lorelai is 32.
In the show.
In the show. Which makes
the
sense.
The actual actor?
No, she was older.
Oh, she was older.
But her character was 32. And I don't know why it only hit me now, because she was a young mum. Like, that's the point that they've got a very close relationship. But looking at it, I just thought, I don't think he looked 32 to me. When I watched the show.
So you think of her as older?
Yes.
Yeah, so they could have cut. Don't they? They do that, though, don't they?
They do.
Like, remember OC?
Yes.
I did watch that. That Ryan guy. He was like 30.
Yeah, he was.
And he was playing like a 16-year-old. you know what I mean?
This is what I wanted to speak about. Yeah. Because I was shooketh about that, I thought, what other fictional characters have, you know, ages that maybe you wouldn't really
just
think?
Didn't pick, yeah.
Yeah. So Sherlock Holmes?
Yes.
How old do you reckon he is?
I'm going off the Benedict Cumberbatch one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say like 35.
28. If you're out, he's 28.
Really?
Yep.
28. He's genius.
Yeah, doing very well.
Plenty of life experience.
This one, a few questions around it, but remember it's a fictional character.
Fictional,
yeah,
so Sherlock.
Game of Thrones. Yeah. So Daenerys.
Storm, whatever her name is. Targaryen.
Targaryen, correct. What's her? Khaleesi. Yes.
Khaleesi. Yeah.
Mother of Dragons.
Yeah.
Who do you reckon she is, her character in the show?
I'm going to go 16.
You'd be going too high. 13. If
you're out. Really? Like, I.
When she got married right at the start.
Oh,
that was,
right.
She's 13 right there, which is.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Big Bird?
Big Bird? Oh, okay. Have to be young, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Is he 3?
He's older.
Oh.
He's 6. But I still thought 6. I don't know why. I just assumed he was nearly an adult. I don't know why. Just my own thinking.
Yeah. I think it's because you're so young when you're watching it.
It's true.
You know, his vocabulary is a lot better than most 6-year-olds.
This one, though. Full House. Did you watch it?
Full House. No, did they redo it?
They did do Fuller House. Yes.
That's right, on Netflix.
But then, so
John
back
Stamos.
In the day. Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
So this,
and the twins.
Yeah, Mary-Kate and Ashley.
That's right.
Yeah, they
I
were
did
in
watch it.
It
then.
So Danny Tanner, he was the dad in the family. How old do you reckon he is? He's got 3 kids.
3 kids.
He's a widower. That's
a widower.
Yep.
You tee me up for him being very young, aren't you? 26.
He's 29. But what? His eldest DJ, when we first meet them, is 11. And then in the house, he's
18.
So his brother lives with him.
Yeah.
And he looks after his best friend. This guy has got everything organised at 29. 3 kids, financially, everything.
You got nothing.
I know.
Is that where you're aiming at?
I just turned 29. It's all looking good for me. I got some prizes that I want you to guess. Now it's time to put you both to the test. Search Marketplace. A can of mace. Goodness gracious, it's The Price is Right.
It is The Price is Right. And welcoming down Bilbo from Promotions.
Ooh, what's going on, guys?
I wish you actually sang that live. And then went into it. That would be brilliant.
It's amazing that that is me singing. No one knew until now.
Ooh, gave it away.
I think we all knew.
Do we?
I mean, we knew. Oh, I don't know if everyone knew.
Yeah, it's the brass, the brass. Is that it?
You know, we're going to do it one time. We're going to go live with it.
So you've got some items from around Geelong, the Surf Coast. We just have to get closest to the pin. Take it away, Bilbo.
Alrighty. Number one, a mobility scooter.
Fun.
By African. I think that's the brand. It's an electric vehicle, obviously. We've all been almost knocked over by someone flying around the corner. Not going to name names, but or ages, for that matter. But we know.
Yeah.
When my grandma went to a home, we took over hers, so the grandkids, and gosh, it was fun.
Yeah.
Mm. It brings another element to going down the street. Yeah, I'll go to the shops. I'll go.
The errands are on me.
Can I ask a question? What year was it made?
Oh, it doesn't state.
And does it look new and flash?
It is brand new and never used.
Brand new, never used.
No idea what a mill.
All right.
They're so much fun, seriously.
Yeah. Let's go get them.
Okay. Josh has come in. $2,000.
Oh.
$10.
Wow.
Hold it back. Don't let it out.
There's a difference.
The swear word, that is. Herbie has come in. $680.
I don't know.
Neither do I. That's
it's the point of the game. The mobility scooter by Aficam Electric Vehicles is up here for brand new in blue. $3,000 goes to Josh.
Wow. That's expensive, isn't it?
Well, cheaper than a car, and you're not paying rego or insurance, so it all balances out.
Don't you pay rego?
I dare say it's not cheaper than a car.
Well, I guess
like a functioning car.
Like your car. Yeah.
Some of us are struggling, okay? We're not on the wicket, so you guys are on.
Oh, here we go. Number two.
Sorry. Go.
Gym equipment. A weight bench. A punching bag.
This is right up your alley.
A speed ball.
Sounds like your at-home starter kit, doesn't it?
It is. That's all it is. It's the Rocky Balboa starter kit.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know. I mean, I'd love this
How
stuff.
Old does it look? Like used?
It is used, but it's not like rusting away.
Or is it like a pandemic purchase? Someone thought they were going to get fit.
This is definitely a pandemic purchase.
They used it. Okay. Not my strongest game so far.
Okay. Herbie has come in. $450.
Ooh, I've gone low.
Oh, it's so hard to know in this game. So
sometimes it's like overpriced and sometimes it's underpriced.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sometimes it's free.
Yeah. And this well and truly could be. Josh has come in. $100.
Oh, okay.
$75. The Gym Everlast boxing weight equipment is up here for $300. It goes to Josh.
Does it?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Herbie's $450.
Oh, yes!
I thought he was $100 for something. I was like, Bilbo, that is bad maths.
My maths is on
Both
point.
Both Josh and I were like, Bilbo.
I thought you said,
Bilbo.
It's the last time I try and give either of you a win, if that's the case.
Yeah.
Our quick maths was not good.
I thought you said $400, and I was like, oh, I'm in trouble.
I couldn't remember what you said. I just knew there was a 100 involved.
All you know is that Bilbo. Do you know what it is? Because he draws out it. He draws it out.
We're waiting for a good
one. I'm the numbers guy, all right? You can trust me. Congratulations, Josh.
Thank you.
Herbie, you lost for another week.
Oi! It's a draw, and before that, I won the last couple.
Herbie and Josh driving. Yeah, I'm K-Rock, not fun.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, there's a day for everything.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, you can make a day for anything as well. I mean, if you have a passion for something, just write it on Wikipedia even, and people will run with it all over the world.
Surely you'd think there's only 365 days.
I know, you'd think so.
Mm.
But turns out not so.
Multiple days.
Yeah, today is Vanilla Custard Day.
Love it.
Which is interesting. It is also International Black Cat Day.
Ooh.
Which many of us would know. Bad superstition.
Yeah, so they say.
Yeah, have you ever come across one and it's caused you bad luck?
No.
No.
I mean, like, do I think that it will? Yes.
Don't go past him when he's buying his lotto ticket.
That's right. Yeah, it still hasn't worked for me, so maybe that is the bad luck.
Well, potentially maybe it would bring you good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Followed by a heart attack from winning.
Is there any superstitions you do?
No, but mum was a big one for him. So, like, no new shoes on the table.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah, I don't know what means.
Neither do I. I just got told off.
Yeah.
Got told off. turns out there's a few, obviously, out there which cause bad lucks, but some are quite odd. Mm-hmm. So if anyone got a haircut yesterday, a little Transformation Tuesday, turns out in India, that will cause you bad luck.
On a Tuesday?
On a Tuesday.
You know, you know.
Just going into their gourds, it's bad. To get the old hair snip.
Don't do it.
I wonder
on
if hairdressers just close. You know?
They definitely close
on
Monday.
Don't do it on a Tuesday.
Long day.
Owls? I like owls.
Yeah, I would have thought that'd be a good thing.
Well, if they end up in your house, means someone in your family will die if you're in India.
Oh, geez, India's really, really, there's a lot of rules there.
Yeah, there is a few. Yeah. There's a few.
I mean, that's two.
One, actually, Iceland.
Okay.
So not India. Mm. But, I mean, it hopefully doesn't translate here because I know people are sick of the cold weather.
Yeah.
They say if you knit outside in Iceland, maybe you're on your deck on a chair just knitting away, that can prolong winter. So to keep your knitting inside at all times.
If you know, you know.
That's an odd one, isn't it?
Isn't it? Like if you accidentally didn't realise, you know, they just caught away knitting and you go say goodbye to someone. Oh, well.
Yeah, like you're on the move while knitting, you know.
This, Siri, I'm not sure what's going on with this one. So, yo-yos.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Oh, they were great.
And some people were so good at the tricks.
I wanted that silver bullet one.
Yeah.
That was like the top of the line.
The zip-zippy one? Yeah. Well, if you had one over in Syria, very bad.
No, they actually
were so bad that they've banned them because of a fear that they cause a drought.
If you know, you know.
Have been banned since 1933. If you
know. 1933. Okay, so that's back. Are they still witchcraft days? You know?
Do you bring it out now?
if you were wondering why the drought was on, it's like, oh.
Mr. Josh with his yo-yo. But I know you like your finances and the chance of winning.
This one is what I want.
It's really to you, very much so.
Okay, here we go.
So over in Turkey, it's to do with an itch. And so if you have an itchy right side of you, it means that you're going to come into some money.
Oh, no.
If you have an itch on your left side of you, it means you're going to lose money.
Oh, no.
You've got shingles on which side of you?
Yeah, my left side.
Come to me. I'm money bags over here.
Oh, God. What are you itchy from? Don't say it. Me and Josh, K-Rock 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
You and Herbie, we know, no doubt about it, cost of living.
Ugh, don't get me started. It just sucks.
It does, doesn't it?
I'd love to know what it was like back in the day. People go, oh, the wages weren't as much. Yeah, but everything was so cheap.
That's right.
Like, uni was free.
Yeah, wouldn't that have been
good?
We're
in forever debt because of uni.
Yeah. I've still got to pay that off.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Don't earn enough. anyway, so obviously petrol's been a big one. The prices have come down reasonably. We're all excited about like $1.60.
Doing it though because we know at the end of this month it goes back up
goes
20
dang,
cents. So I know they're teasing us going, you know, it's been cheap, so don't worry about it going up 20 cents. I know I'm onto them. The government, look out.
So there's some tips that they've released as to, you know,
how can save money.
How you can save some money on petrol.
Let me get my pen out because I'll need this.
Well, there's five of them.
Maintain
your tyre pressure.
Oh, yeah, my auntie makes sure I do that. And when I say my auntie, when I see her, I go, have you checked my tyres?
Yeah.
Are they looking good?
Turn off the aircon?
No. In summer, that
especially
will be on.
Especially on air. Yeah, that's right. Coming into warmer weather.
Don't listen to that one.
Stop idling.
So, like, is that when you're on the...
I guess, like, if you...
And you're revving a little?
If you're at the traffic light, just stop. Don't do it.
Okay.
Big tip, big tip.
Yep.
Use eco driving techniques. I don't know, is that obviously the turn off the aircon type thing?
Eco, what are they talking about?
Go on the freeway, just stay the same constant speed, don't stop and start.
Someone has been paid to write this.
It's terrible too. They said, can you come up with five? Give it a go. First one I can understand, the tyre pressure.
Yeah, brilliant.
It's gone real
started
downhill from
strong.
There. Last one, you'll love this. Switch up your mode of transport.
Walk.
Don't drive.
Basically.
Yeah, don't drive is what they're
what
saying.
What an absolute fool.
But we haven't done this for a while, so I thought we'd bring it back. It's the petrol game around Geelong the Surf Coast.
I do love this. And because I've been watching the prices of late, because I do get to see a few driving from Torquay down the Surf Coast Highway into Geelong, I'm noticing the petrol.
All right.
But I went to Melbourne the other week and it was cheaper there.
It was cheap down there.
I was annoyed. What are we doing here,
alrighty,
folks?
Alrighty. Let's see if Herbie knows her petrol stations. Worrying if you did, to be honest, but we'll find out. The Ampol in Newtown.
Yes, or, I know the one on the corner, isn't it?
Yeah, Shannon
Ave. Yep.
Yep. Or the Coles Express in Geelong.
Mmm. Coles Express, I think, is sitting around a dollar. Is it 62 or 59? And they got to wipe off their four. So I think the Newtown Ampol is going to be cheaper because they're not wiping off their four. So they're already going to be a bit lower than. Because, you know, you save 4 cents per litre with Coles.
I mean, you could have just said Newtown's cheaper and you would have been right.
Brilliant. We got there, huh?
We're good. Good job. Good job. Love
it. Got to talk it through.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's where I'm going wrong. let's go either to a Breakwater. There's a BP there.
BP. You've got to remember that.
Thalmongers Road.
Yep.
Good spot. Or Newcombe.
What one?
That's the Woolies again.
A Woolies.
Woolies Ampol.
Do you know what? I filled up at a BP the other day and it was cheaper than elsewhere. And so my gut's saying BP.
Locking in BP?
Locking in BP Breakwater, thanks.
No. $1.64 out there at the moment, $1.59 in Newcombe.
That's good. That's what you want.
Let's go down the Surf Coast. Let's not,
stay along too long.
Yeah, that's
right. Go for a roadie.
Let's go either Aries Inlet.
Aries. Okay, that's...
That's a while, yeah.
That's... Okay, this is going to be good.
Yep.
Where else?
Or we're going to go down the Ballerine Way.
Yikes.
And we're going to Queenscliff.
Oh, my giddy.
No, the Point Lonsdale one, sorry.
2 points, really? So Point Lonsdale, Aries. I think Aries is going to be more expensive because... You can't really loop around, you know. There's only going to be one there. Why the Bellarine is a loop. So
yeah, you've either got Anglesey or you've got Lawn, so it should be more expensive.
I'm going to go Aries is costing you a leg and an arm. Over.
It's costing an extra 4 cents, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well done. Wow. Jeez, Herbie, you are on today.
I know. Last one.
Last one.
Okay.
Because we've been going for a while.
This is a good game.
Are we in Winchelsea? $1.59?
Yeah, Winch.
New one. Inverleigh.
Yep, Inverleigh.
Or Gerringhap.
Gerringhap. It's going to be cheaper in Gerringhap. Of course it is.
Yeah, you sure?
Yep.
Absolutely?
Yep.
Of course. Can't get it past you.
Give us a call if you want to know the price.
Concerned about
mind.
Those petrol stations you visited and what you're doing there, but it's all right. Herbie and Josh, K-Rock 955. Driving home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah. All right, Herbie Derb, let's get your thoughts, daily topics. Yeah,
thought
nah.
Thought time.
For no, nah, yep. Yeah, for yes. Kicking
ready.
Off with this one, axing the plastic bags. Yeah,
nah.
Or,
nah, yeah. Nah, yeah. Mm. Get rid of them. And they make a very annoying noise, so that can go as well.
What? Like as in like
the
when
rustling.
You're pulling it off?
Always.
Or just rustling. We're talking about the fruit bags at Coles and Woolies. Yeah.
I just don't know why they're there. A lot of the time I'll go and just put the fruit in my basket. Cause
yeah, I do the same.
You're just then putting it in a bag and then you're going to unpack it when you get home.
It's annoying because then you've got all those plastic bags and what do you do with them?
Why do you need it? You really don't need it.
I know you can return them.
They should never have been an option.
No, and I do because we do click and collect now because we've got the girls. But and then it comes packed and I'm like, oh, I'll just go and do it.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like they're just doing it their job. But Coles in the ACT will remove single-use plastic bags in 2 weeks for a trial.
Well done.
Which I think makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Especially, you know, the worst is when one person, like, they'll get, like, one apple.
And they put it in there. Why? That bag is as dirty as anything else, you know? It's been hanging in the supermarket.
Snakes as a pet.
Yeah,
nah. Or,
nah, yeah. Yeah, nah. D- just doesn't faze me. Mm. I mean, pets in general, a lot of work. A snake, I don't really know, you know, what you have to do with it, but I just don't want one.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I don't, would you want one?
Not as a pet, no.
See?
I do think they're incredibly pretty sort of animals, but from
very
a distance.
Cool.
Yeah.
When you touch them, they're like, whoa. Yeah. Wasn't expecting that.
No, North Queensland, you're not allowed to touch them. This is too many dangerous ones up there.
It's fair.
There's a guy by the name of Alan Pan said he felt sorry that snakes had lost their legs due to evolution and wanted to give them back their legs, so he designed a machine that can see snakes walk. So basically it's like a clear tube and then it's got like those robot dog legs. And so the snake goes into the tube and then it's walking.
I would get a pet if I could see that.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I'd love to see it. I mean, you don't want it to let it go naturally, obviously, but just a little show and tell would be fun.
Having a chair in your room.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Never thought about this. I'm going to say nah, yeah, even though I don't, because it'd be very handy. Sometimes I do my hair in there and I sit on the ground.
Yeah.
I'd like a chair.
So there's a lady that is also an author and about cleaning tips and tricks.
Okay.
One of the things that she says is to not have a chair in your room.
Oh, do people put their clothes on it?
You put like your half dirty clothes.
Yes, you do.
Your good ones in there.
You have a chair wardrobe, chair robe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've just got the floor robe, so it doesn't really affect me. They're just
I see her point, but also I'll sit on dirty clothes. I don't care.
Yeah. Basically, she says, like, she's got a clean house and she doesn't really do that much cleaning, but then she's listed 11 things to do to keep the house clean.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're clearly
doing something there, love.
I know.
I wouldn't want to live with her.
No, you want, like, you get, sometimes you're going to have a bit of mess.
Bit of mess.
Know?
You're let free.
Look, I'll be honest, sometimes it does get out of hand.
I could do maybe one of those 11 steps.
That's right. Maybe Josh drive you home, Carol Knopf.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
There is a woman over in the UK, Josh, who's not happy Jan with her partner.
Oh, been in that boat.
Oh, yeah. Many, many people have before. So what's happened is that her and her husband, they're expecting their first child.
Exciting.
And so they went off to hospital. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing water broke, you know. It's happening.
Yeah,
it's
happening. Let's go. Get excited.
Got to get there. And they've had their baby. Mm. And it was afterwards when she's grabbed her hospital bag, which her husband packed because I think the baby came early. And so it was a bit of a rush.
Yeah.
And so she's gone to grab it. That's when she's realised, what has he packed?
What
so
was in there?
He has packed. I mean, there's some stuff that she'll need.
Okay.
She said he's packed deodorant. Okay. Brilliant.
Okay, yeah. You're going to.
Top of the list, but you'd want it.
You'll probably have a shower after.
Yep. Hygiene. He packed her contact lens, no solution. So.
Okay, so. Phew, that's going to hurt.
Yeah, it'll be dry. they are going through a heat wave at the moment.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
So he packed tracksuit pants. Which would be nice.
Well, I mean, it would be... Yeah. Surely it's air-conditioned in there.
You'd hope so. But also, the Brits are not coping. It's past 30 degrees and they haven't had this
for years.
Yeah,
in the hospital. Yeah, that's true. But hopefully they...
underwear option. He packed a thong. I mean, probably no. You just had a kid.
Yeah, you want something comfy, don't you?
Do you probably don't even need any.
Yeah, you're in a robe afterwards, aren't you?
Yeah, you just relax there. And he packed his clothes.
Smart man. Smart man.
So,
I mean, let's not have a go at him. He was trying his best.
Yeah. She's more saying, rate this bag on Reddit.
Yeah,
and then, oh, the mums have come out and they've gone, geez, if you think that was bad, you should see what my husband did when we packed. And it's just people who went off to hospital, similar situation, and the husband packed a mini skirt.
Oh, wow.
Why do you need that? Why? It just shows, seriously, that some guys have no idea.
Yeah, they don't.
They really don't.
I just don't even try.
That's
very
similar
to my
dad.
I was like, Kat, you're 36 weeks pregnant. You just go.
You pack it.
You pack it.
You have it all
organised.
It'll
be better.
And she would have as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
My dad's so similar to you. I know we went on a holiday once and he was in charge of packing my younger brother's clothes. And we were going off. It was freezing. Mm. It was, I'm guessing, the middle holidays, school holidays. Yeah. And Dad packed only shorts. for the boys.
Yeah.
And it was pissing down. It was cold.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Mum had to go to an op shop to buy them clothes.
That's good. I mean, yeah, it's the stereotypes of dads, isn't it? You know, yeah. It makes sense, doesn't it?
Terrible packers.
Yeah. I'd love to stand up for us, but I don't think I can.
I don't think you can.
5223295 You can't believe what they packed.
Yeah. Were you going on holiday and you trusted your partner to pack something and you opened the suitcase and thought, what? Was it the hospital bag? How bad was it?
To be fair, I can't even get Georgie dressed. I have to ask where they are, the clothes. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't want to pack the bag. But anyone that calls, double pass up for grabs to come and watch the Geelong Supercats versus Launceston this Saturday, 5223295 Dobbing those terrible packers. You can't believe what they packed.
I can't believe they packed what?
Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. Outcasts. Hey, it is Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955, asking the question, you can't believe they packed what?
Correct. Mum is not happy after she gave birth. She checked the hospital bag, which her husband packed, and he packed clothes for him. He packed her trackies for they're in a heat wave at the moment.
Yeah.
Really not much. And underwear, he went with the thong choice for her, which, I mean, I'd be annoyed.
What was he thinking?
Who knows? We've had another person, Tori, get involved at our Facebook page. She moved from Geelong to Broome a few years ago. And last year, she was flown to Perth in an emergency situation because she was going to hospital. Asked the hubby to pack. It was hot in Broome, cold in Perth. He only packed himself warm clothes. And forgot nothing for her.
Yeah.
To hit the shops.
I mean, easy mistake. Isn't it? Yeah, let's not have it go on all the men out there, you know?
But I know, I hate to be stereotypical, but it just seems to happen. My dad falls in the category, so do you. And we've got Azza. Do you fall in this category? Are you a bad packer?
I'm not, but I'm seeing someone at the moment and she's got a daughter.
Yeah.
And so every weekend or a couple of weekends, I'll come and stay overnight.
Yep.
So she'll bring just a set of clothes for overnight and maybe a pillow, that's it.
Yep.
The daughter, on the other hand, is 12. She'll bring 6 sets of clothes, undies, a teddy bear, 3 pillows, 2 doonas. Like, she's packing like she's going away for 6 months. It is unbelievable.
I think that's a sign she wants to move in.
Yeah, I reckon. I get the stage where Kat actually uses the space in my bag because when I go to North Queensland, I just take a pair of shorts and 2 T-shirts. Rest is, and then underwear.
See, that's handy.
And then I don't know if you're the same as her, but then Kat will take up the rest of the space and put the girls' clothes in there.
Nah, well, this little girl, like I said, she's 12 and she's an absolute diva. She has to bring it.
Big fan of her, Azza?
Yep.
If you have nothing to say,
don't say it at all.
Herbie
and Josh, okay.
Driving you home, 3 to 7pm weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
We were talking about this today, Herbie, because it has been a slow news day.
Oh, so slow.
And
some of the things are happening, a lot of crime, because you get the dumb criminals
and then you
get good stories. And then there's some days there's just nada.
In terms for our job, it becomes really hard. Because you're like, oh, there's nothing really we can touch on or talk about.
And you scroll deep into the interwebs.
Yeah. And so this was the headline that got me today. And I thought, geez, what's going on that I'm not aware of or that they've just had this one ready to publish?
Yeah. Okay.
And it's why Australia is a great place to live if there's a nuclear war.
Oh, gosh.
Which is just really selling like a bit of fear mongering, but like, hey, good news.
Imagine the editor going, yeah, no, we'll go with it today. It's about time we launch it. I know you've been holding off it for a while, Paddy, but we're going to go with it, okay?
Yeah.
Time's come.
Yeah, Paddy, it's the best day of her life. She's been trying to warn people for a long time. So, yeah, I didn't really click on the article to find out, but I think it's because we've got a lot of wheat and basically can have food.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Yeah, like if it's the zombies
shortage.
Attack, we can.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because
we speak about that grain place, that seed place, vault.
But I thought let's chat about, that's right, the Sea Vault, but we should chat about some of the worst headlines that have
right,
ever existed.
Okay,
that just don't make any sense and that people haven't really thought these ones through.
Okay.
First one. Homicide victims rarely talk to police.
Oh, yeah. Who wrote that?
That's so good, isn't it?
I mean, come on. Imagine if they did, if there was a case.
I love that. Next one.
Cheapers. Yeah, it's good.
Breathing oxygen linked to staying alive.
You sort of need that for the first headline to make sense.
You do, don't you? Oh, God. That's funny.
That's good.
So, bad headlines around the world. Statistics show that teen pregnancy drops off significantly after age 25.
Yep.
It doesn't make any sense, does it?
But someone has signed off on this. It's bonkers.
This one's just great. China baby using the sea to hide its submarines.
Where else are they going to live? I mean, this gives anyone hope. If you want to be a journalist, you can.
God.
You just have to find the right place that ticks off on this stuff.
Oh, God. Here we go. A nuclear explosion would be a disaster, obviously.
Yep. That would be terrible.
World Bank says poor need more money.
No, run with that, because we do.
And then lastly, bugs flying around with wings are flying bugs. That's brilliant.
Oh, that made me feel better about myself today.
Yeah, Herbie and Josh driving you home. Carrick 95.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.